Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Ciao, I'm Anzi.
Ciao today.
Ciao, yeah. Ciao means hello and goodbye. In Italian, I think.
And it's going.
Is it?
And yeah. Ciao, yeah. There you go. There you go. Ciao, ciao.
Si.
Do you know what's another good one?
Si.
Prego.
Pizza. Oh yeah, prego.
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 They just say it all the time.
Prego.
It's like yeah, all right, sure,
we'll
okay.
See. Okay. Yeah. I'm into that. Well, yeah. Anyway.
Can ciao. I have some bread? Prego.
Prego. Si.
Anna's going to Italy. How many weeks?
I'm well excited. 5 weeks. I think 4 weeks. Maybe. Can't remember. God, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Book some absolute shitholes today. Yeah. I genuinely can't wait to find bloodstains all over the floor.
Right, sure.
It's going to be crazy. Mafia heavy, hopefully. Si.
Yeah, so until then, are you going to do an Italian word every week? You
definitely.
You've got done two this week.
Oh, fuck, okay. No, I said pizza as well. That's an Italian word.
I guess it is.
It means round dinner snack.
From what I've heard. Not even a full dinner.
Nah, snack it.
I've started just making loads of Italian food at home now.
Like what?
Just eating like pasta.
Domino's.
All the time. No.
I eat a lot of pasta.
Yeah.
Like an absurd amount. Mm. I love it.
Makes me so happy.
Oh, the dream scenario.
All right, that's not what you came for.
That's quite enough of that.
We're here to talk about real life stories.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to talk about? I've got a sex doll kind of story. How about you?
I'm just happy to have an incest. I feel like we've not done an incest.
Have you got an incest?
It's your classic incest, but classic incest is the best incest.
Right.
I think we can all agree with that. You don't need to jazz it up with bells and whistles.
No.
You just want your classic family fucking... Whoops.
Anna.
I knew as soon as I was saying it, I was like, not cool, buddy.
Yeah, I started pitching an idea at work today in conference, and I realised as I got towards the end of the sentence, there was no other way but to say... wank off to
and was... What did your editor think of that? You quite into it?
I think they think I'm a bit of like the common rogue one.
They're
anyway,
like, oh god, Rhiannon. Oh, she's so crass. Ooh.
Yeah, so it was okay.
Oh, fine. So you would normally say wank off in the building anyway.
Ideally not when like 9 editors are staring at you, you wouldn't no. say.
But what else
wank
were you going to say? Hand job.
Yeah, exactly. Touch yourself.
Hand sex.
Yeah.
Masturbate is the actual technical term. I could not think. I was like,
masturbate
what the fuck
is
the actual term? Yeah. Frig. Mm. Right, let's frig. Go. Moving on. Was frig. It man or a woman wanking?
Frig is the word.
It's awful, isn't it?
I was talking in general about...
People.
Yeah.
Humans. We're not gender specific here.
No.
We use pronouns they every time we're talking about
they
wanking.
They and there.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're here to talk about real life stories.
You betcha.
Got 3 each.
Yeah, the usual setup. You know, the usual real life stories from your Take a Break magazines, your real life, your chats, your pick-me-ups, and also the weird news section of the interweb.
The interweb.
You will also find a number of fantastic real life stories there. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to brighten up your day as much as possible with stories of incest and foul behaviour.
If you already know what's going on, I just want to plead for a review before we even start because...
Not a jot. Dry as a bone.
Well, no, because we've got 59.
Oh, come on! Give me a 60.
Give me a 60.
Oh, sorry.
69, ideally, would have 10 more.
I'm not allowed to clap next to the speaker, am I? Sorry. That's the second time I've done
wakey,
that.
Wakey, if you listen to this morning.
Burst your eardrum there. Sorry about that. But please do review us. The big 6-0.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, we'll be on 69.
Yeah.
And we will celebrate by doing a 69.
No!
Come on, relive a little. So dull. So bland.
Oh, 69 a pizza.
So how? What? That's worse. What parts in your groin? Disgusting.
Yeah. Is that worse?
It's all bad. No one's going to do it. Just give us a review. Right, let's get on with this. Hell.
Do you want to start?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Oh, let's go straight in with incest, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
Hey. Father and 20-year-old daughter face incest charges after having a baby together.
Oof.
I've always said, don't have sex with your kids.
Are they in love?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, jeez.
A dad, his long-lost daughter have been arrested for incest after having a child together in the United States of America.
Oh.
Stephen Walter Pladdle, a 42-year-old from Knightdale, North Carolina, was arrested along with his 20-year-old daughter Katie on charges of incest after his wife reported the pair to police.
Oh.
That's a real nightmare situation to be in.
Is it the mum or is it a different wife, do you think?
I don't know. I got a bit confused about this earlier, so maybe someone can help me. It says...
Someone.
Anyone, if you could just shout at your earphones or have you listening. Katie is Stephen's biological daughter.
Yes.
And had been adopted as a baby, having no contact with her birth father for almost 2 decades before finding him over social media... after she turned 18.
Oh, it's a classic GSA.
100%.
Genetic sexual attraction.
Yeah, big time. But it says Stephen's wife, who is the mother of Katie and their two other children.
Oh, right.
So they must have had the kid together, gave her up. Okay, fine.
Then stayed together and had some more kids.
That's a bit sad, isn't it? Yeah. So she is the mother of Katie and their two other children, and from whom he is now estranged, the wife, discovered that Katie was pregnant with his child after reading one of the former couple's children's diaries.
Oh, goodness. Nightmare.
It also read that the other children had been told to call Katie their stepmother.
Oh.
Imagine if someone suddenly said to you about your brother, that's your stepdad now. That's impossible to figure out. There's only one scenario where that would happen as well.
Yeah.
The wife then contacted Stephen and challenged him about the issue, which he confirmed was true, and added that he and Katie were planning to get married, a court heard last week. Bummer.
Planning to get married? That's not allowed.
I think it's frowned upon.
How is that a plan when it's illegal? So I'm going to stand up in court. I'm going to tell them how I was planning to rob a bank tomorrow.
And they're like, yeah, not going to let you do that, actually, big guy. Child services in Richmond, Virginia, where Stephen and Katie were living at the time, were informed and interviewed. Child services in Richmond, Virginia, where Stephen and Katie were living at the time, were informed and then interviewed the two other children who confirmed their mother's allegations.
Sure.
The incestuous couple subsequently moved. Why? This is my job, is
you're
reading and
writing. You're saying it totally normally.
Well, then why am I yelling at myself?
Annie, you need to practice self-care.
I know. Oh.
Love self-care.
Can you not say that either? The incestuous couple moved an hour south to Knightdale, North Carolina, where they were arrested at the end of January on charges of incest.
Just going to move an hour south.
I don't need to go much further. America's so fucking
big, guys.
Just head a little further.
Wow.
They were arrested at the end of January on charges of incest with adultery and contributing to delinquency. Blimey. Wow, sounds like good fun.
What's happened there?
A bail bond of $1 million was set for the couple and Stephen has been released on bail, but Katie remains incarcerated. Why is that? That's a bit sexist, isn't it? They're both awaiting extradition back to Virginia where the crimes occurred. Katie was born in early 1998 and then immediately adopted to a family in a different state. She was unaware of her birth parents until 2016, whereupon she attempted to track down her biological parents via social media.
Yeah, classic.
Once she had found the Plaids, she moved into their home in Richmond. The wife and mother reported that Stephen began sleeping on the floor of Katie's room for a month before she eventually decided to move out. I think I'd be a bit like, what are you doing in there?
Because I
thought you might just stay
this
in the marital
getting a bit
bed.
Horrible, isn't it?
The mother and father legally separated in November 2016 before Stephen and Katie subsequently had a child in September 2017, who was with them when they were finally arrested on January 27th.
That poor little baby.
I know, but he probably won't understand what's going on, so might be all right. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything was going
on. Apparently babies definitely aren't sponges and it doesn't matter what you do.
Say whatever you like to them. They do not understand. So really, go for your life.
I worry so much about having a kid and like it swearing as its first word.
I don't think it matters. I wouldn't worry too much. Swearing is funny as well, so.
Kid swearing is funny.
I mean, as if there's anything funnier than that. So don't worry at all.
Okay.
Okay.
How's that all done?
That's incest for you. That's done. She gone. She long gone.
She long gone.
Incest is wrong.
Yeah.
But it can be funny.
No.
No, it's wrong.
I didn't hear the knee at the end. It's wrong. I thought you were just saying.
It can be fun. No, gross. Can be a right laugh.
Anna's getting magazine out for her next article, but it looks to me like she's just going to start reading.
Yeah, yeah.
Just trying to read while you
quietly, Rhian. Trying to concentrate.
Just quietly tell you this story. Now, that's a determined liar. Boyfriend caught cheating insists his lover is a sex doll.
Yes!
This is amazing. If you've not seen this video, we'll put it on our social media. Sometimes we say that and don't do it, just so you know.
Soz.
But no, not soz to you.
No, we're both
I don't
sorry.
Send you stuff.
We're both sorry. We're both failures. Sorry.
But there is this thing called Google now.
Yeah, just Google it. Just Google it.
It's a very funny video. A man caught cheating on his girlfriend apparently went to extreme lengths to get away with it by repeatedly insisting his lover was a sex doll.
Oh.
A video filmed by a woman in the United States starts after she spots a scantily clad woman seductively dancing with a boyfriend through the window.
Oh, hello.
When she storms in, the woman is suddenly frozen on the stairs and the boyfriend repeatedly shouts that she's a sex doll,
sure.
Even brandishing a receipt in a bid to convince her.
Oh, God.
Look at the woman standing pretending to be a sex doll.
It's fine. I'm a sex doll. I'm a sex doll.
What the fuck is going on here? Who the fuck is this? His girlfriend demands. It's a fucking sex doll. I've got the fucking receipt right here, he replies.
I'd still be pissed off if my boyfriend was fucking a sex doll.
Yeah.
Maybe like, more so, in a
really?
Way.
Really?
Yeah, just because, like...
When you think about it, maybe.
Who needs to fuck a sex doll?
Also, what is the receipt for? Does that mean he's been sharing someone else and has a sex doll?
Or is he planning on taking the sex doll back once he's finished yeah. with it? I don't know what the rules are with returning items like that.
I think it's like when you have knickers with a sticky bit of plastic in.
I was just
going to
say, yeah. Bikini bottoms.
His girlfriend remains unconvinced and repeatedly pushes the other woman. Fair. The woman continues to stay still.
And just keels over, stiff as a board.
And at one point even tries to say in a robotic voice, please don't hurt me.
I am innocent.
I am a sex doll.
Oh my God, incredible.
When the other woman switches poses, the boyfriend doubles down and says it comes with reflexes.
I mean,
it's not long before the woman breaks character and just simply begins to gather her belongings and making a hasty exit.
Like, I'm just going to head off. I'll leave you to it.
The boyfriend will not cease, though, and continues to insist she's a sex doll, saying, it's dysfunctional. There's something wrong with it. I've got the receipt. I don't know why the fuck she's walking by herself.
Oh, stop
he's freaked
it.
Out because he thinks he's discovered the first...
But he knows it's a woman, right? I'm confused. He knows he hasn't bought a sex doll, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's, like, real drunk.
Oh, God.
So that is the story.
Well, then... That is a shame because I don't know who's in the wrong there.
I would say the boyfriend.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But yeah, because I feel bad for the girl who's having to pretend to be a sex doll.
Yeah, but did she know that he was had a girlfriend?
But is it her? She's not technically doing anything wrong.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I don't care for the girl code myself. I've actually got a sex doll story too.
Oof.
Well, it's a sex robot actually, but I think they're much of a muchness. So this is from a little magazine I like to call Real People.
Yeah.
It's bursting with real life. 67p, that's a bargain. Lots going on in
is
here.
Is that 18 stories just on the cover?
I know, it's real, you really get your money's worth.
Yeah.
This one's called Sexbot Sandwich, Me the Wife and C3P.
Oh! 3P, oh!
Beside me on the bed, Samantha groaned with pleasure.
Oh, God.
I love the way you touch me, she sighed. With her big blue eyes and full lips on her face, potentially, don't know where else. Not to mention her double D assets, not her DD assets.
DD assets.
Her DD assets. Samantha was every man's fantasy. She wasn't my wife, though, or even my girlfriend. In fact, she wasn't even human. Samantha was my sex robot.
Is this a man talking?
Yes.
Right.
Working for a tech company had its perks, and Samantha was definitely one of those. I'd worked in IT since graduating from university and now was co-partner in Cynthia Aromatis, a company which develops sex robots.
Is this in the future?
No, this is right now, baby. 2018, coming at you.
I refuse to believe that they're just giving out free sex dolls to their employees.
Well, I think he has to test them, maybe.
Oh.
And then wipe it down and send it down to HR, I don't know.
Marks out of 10.
We'd spent 4 years building Samantha, our prototype, so when someone needed to take her home for a road test, I was like, yeah, I'll fucking do it, mate.
Oh.
Would you mind if we try a threesome with a robot, I asked my wife, bold as brass. I do not.
Bold as brass is such a great phrase.
Bold as brass. Hannah, 38, a fashion designer, burst out laughing. Why not, she shrugged. I suppose it's just like using any other sex toy. Which you should not be using either. You should just be having missionary sex.
Is she over 30? Shouldn't be having any sex.
38.
No sex.
Sicko. So Samantha sat in the back of the car as I drove her home last September. I chuckled to myself, remembering the scene in Only Fools and Horses when Del Boy and Rodney have two blow-up dolls in the back of their three-wheeler. Mm. I don't remember that, as I'm not 70 years old. But Samantha was a classier sort, tastefully dressed in a knee-length orange dress. Mm. Sounds all right.
Is she not just, why have a dress on?
Well, she can't just be naked in the car because someone will stop them. At least look like a woman.
Yeah, that's true.
On her first night, she crashed out on the sofa charging. I might not finish this, actually. But the next day, we really got to know her.
Ooh.
She has different settings as well as sex. She has fun and family modes. I don't need family modes. I don't need family modes.
Is that incest? Is family mode incest?
Oh, God. No, I think it's just cooking the kids.
Playing with the
baked
kids.
Beans or something. Yeah. Tell us a joke, I asked her. Be a pineapple, she said. Stand tall, wear a crown and be sweet on the inside. That's not a good joke, is it?
That's a terrible joke.
Be
Do you hear me
a
laughing?
Pineapple, she said.
I'm really easy to make laugh.
Yeah, you are really easily pleased. That's disappointing.
See, that's funny.
See? Ice broken. I don't think you need to break the ice with a sex
Robot.
Doll.
No.
Ice broken. That night I switched Samantha to sex mode. Took her from fun to sex mode.
Yeah.
Dressed her in a pair of pink French knickers. I haven't heard the phrase French knickers
French
for a long time.
Knickers.
And invited her to join me in bed. She enjoyed kissing. No, she can't kiss. Oh,
you don't know. Also, you don't know what she's enjoying.
She enjoyed kissing and was very vocal in her praise when I discovered her G-spot.
Well, they don't even know if that's real on ladies. Never mind robots.
It's a myth. As for how she felt to me with her vibrating gel-filled vagina, it was just like having sex with a real woman.
Because
yes,
women
we're
vibrate.
Full of vibrating gel. The only difference was that after we'd finished, I had to remove her bits and wash them in the sink.
And does he not wash his wife bits in the sink afterwards?
Can we not? I don't want to. That's not for me. That was good fun.
Quick little fanny wash.
Oh, can you never say that again? That was good fun. Hannah giggled afterwards.
What was Hannah doing while he was pumping into the
Just pumpkins? Filling her with gel and deep heat. Over the next 4 months, Samantha was the perfect house guest. I would imagine so.
Yeah.
She doesn't make a noise,
they
but you
don't
can
need
fuck
to
her.
They don't need to test that for 4 months, surely.
No. Yeah, we just got a couple of bits to try out on her. Yeah, we'll just need it for a bit longer. She didn't require any food and sat quietly on the sofa all day. We invited her. Why do you keep talking to her?
Stop. If you're not going to feed her, don't, like, then invite her in and kiss her.
Ugh. We invited her to our bedroom another few times. Well, I had to be 100% sure she worked after all.
God.
You sicko. Samantha is now in Liverpool on display in our showroom. Ugh. Everyone knows that you fucked her. Everyone at work knows
Everyone
that you
at
fucked
work.
Her and washed her out.
Yeah.
She's a stunning advert for our robots, and we're getting orders in already. A basic version costs £2,000, for which customers can choose hair and eye colour, with added extras such as vibrating hands and a mouth that puckers, if you're interested in puckering mouths. That cost can rise to £5,000. We're now developing a male version, so women won't miss out. Great. People might think I'm a perv, but I believe sex robots will be commonplace in couples' beds. This is the future, after all.
Or in the future, we'll look back and think that they were attacking a sentient
vagrant.
Being.
Yeah, I think maybe I'd like to insist that nobody fucks a robot again.
Yeah.
ever.
If you don't mind, I'd like to insist.
I don't want to be a pain, but can we just stop fucking robots? Because it creeps me out.
This creeps me out. Do you? Oh, sorry, do you want to
say... No, I can't remember what I was going to say then. What did I start saying? Did I say what the...
You just generally upset.
I don't know. I think I was just stressed about something. Please do continue.
Horrified woman finds 10-foot python in the bathroom.
Oh, where? Oh, you'll tell me all this.
This keeps flicking back, so if I could...
Technical issues.
A housewife was horrified to visit the toilet and find a 10-foot-long python curled up next to her toilet.
Not in England. Oh, good. Okay.
But that is my... I hate snakes.
I'm not bothered about snakes, but if there's a spider in mine...
I have nightmares where snakes are all around my feet. Horrible.
You couldn't hold a snake?
No.
Really?
Don't you remember when we went to that event with Ellen last year and she was holding all the snakes and you weren't keen either?
Oh, no, I'm not crazy about them for sure, but I can live with them much, much better than... Yeah, actually, that's starting to bring back terrible terror. I think I must have erased that from my mind.
It's horrible.
Shit. Okay. Python in the bath.
Oh, my God. It keeps flicking back to the bottom. I don't want to be at the bottom.
Oh, babes, we've got a glitch here.
Chalisa Sunthorn, 48, walked into the bathroom on Sunday morning in...
What's that?
Chichongasau.
Yep.
Thailand,
mm-hmm.
and shrieked in fright when she saw the snake sleeping soundly in there.
Do you remember that nice relaxing boat ride we went for when we were in Thailand?
Yeah.
We were canoeing and I was at the front of the canoe and I saw a sea snake about 1 second after we'd taken off and we all had our feet in the water.
You had to have your feet hanging over the edge.
And I just didn't say anything to any of you because I knew this would probably be the end of our trip if I mentioned it.
So we slithered
along.
And then I did the same thing later that day when we were snorkeling. One went like that in front of my face.
And you just didn't bring it up?
No. I said, let's go back to the boat.
I'm going
to
head off anyway. I'm just going to get a flight back to England right now.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
The enormous reptile had slithered up through the pipework and past the U-bend.
That's gross for the snake as well, because that's just poop.
Yeah, of the toilet before it stretched out on the floor and dozed off.
No, mate.
The mother of one called her daughter.
Yes.
Why does it keep doing this to me?
Don't leave us hanging, Ray.
Tampon.
No, absolutely not. We're not going to just move on after that. The daughter's called Tampon.
Yeah, but I don't want to be offensive.
Well, it's too late.
Tampon. Mm. 18, who phoned rescue...
Say it again.
Tampon.
Mm-hmm.
Who phoned rescuers who turned up with a long stick to wrestle it with. That's all you need, just a little stick.
Tampon.
It's horrible. They then grappled with the writhing beast. It wrapped itself around the stick,
I'm not
dragging
cool with
it
this.
Out onto the front patio where it spread its jaws before they could get it into a large sack.
Sure.
After the rescue, a relieved Chalisa said, "I love this name, Chalisa."
Do you like her daughter's name?
Chalisa. Sure.
Don't you? Don't you start. You're making out like I'm being out of order, but come on, that's funny.
Tampon.
Come on.
Chalisa said, "I was sleepy when I went into the bathroom. It was lucky I even noticed the snake, or it might have grabbed me."
No.
"Thinking about it makes me feel sick. The snake could have eaten me. I've been too scared to go back to the toilet since."
So I'm just incredibly plugged up.
Do you know what upsets me more? The snake was later released into the wild after being checked over for injuries.
I don't give a shit if the snake is unhappy or uncomfortable.
Might come up our toilet.
Just get rid of him. Right, okay. Here's a story for you.
Yes, please.
In case you'd forgotten how this works.
Okay.
Fred's dismay over movie download mix-up. "I wanted French porno, Jumanji, not fucking Jumanji."
What the fuck?
"When pensioner Fred Watts heard about a French bukkake movie called Jumanji..."
Is this... This is a Sunday sports story.
No, it's
story.
Not. No, it is.
Yeah, it is.
He used the web skills he'd learned at an age concern workshop.
Why has that really tickled me?
The retired plasterer who bought his first PC at the ripe old age of 75 was soon tapping away on his £15 second-hand 1998 computer in search of the spunk-splattered Gaelic classic.
Mm-hmm.
After a three-hour search and two more waiting for what he thought was the correct film to download... You know when it used to just go down the screen
like,
and you get...
How long did it take him?
2 hours.
You want to
it was from 1998, the computer, though.
What the fuck?
He was waiting for more than 2 hours for what he thought was the correct film to download via his dial-up connection. He settled down for what was described as an ejaculatory extravaganza.
Is it Bukkake, did you say?
Yeah, big time. So imagine Fred's dismay when he, instead of hard cocks spurting gallons of spunk into the faces of porn babes, he got blurry footage of The Rock, Jack Black and Karen Gillan in the jungle. Oh, at least it was the second film. I quite enjoyed that film, yeah. Widower Fred of Slatter Oak near Middleton, Manchester, told Sunday Sport, "I'd somehow managed to download a pirate copy of Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle." Talk about disappointment.
Talk about disappointment.
"I cannot believe how easy it was for someone innocently looking for porn to accidentally download a bloody kids movie. If nothing else, I'm now guilty of copyright theft, an unwitting accomplice in a crime that threatens future film production and investment in the movie industry."
Right, that's his main concern. Also, yeah. Those videos say it funds terrorism. You know, do you remember those stamp out piracy?
Oh my God, and it was like, you wouldn't steal a handbag, yeah. So why steal a movie?
Exactly.
And it had that weird like music, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do in the background.
I feel anxious just thinking about it. So just enjoying my squash there.
Having some squash. Mm. I'm sure Jumanji is a perfectly passable movie, but when you're expecting hardcore French bukkake, it's a load of ruddy shite.
Stop saying hardcore French bukkake.
I can only say what words are in front of me. Fred contacted his internet provider who he said were pretty unhelpful, bordering on rude, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
He added last night, "I've spoken out to try and warn people about the pitfalls of the internet, especially for the elderly."
Yeah.
So no Jumanji for you. That's disappointing for him.
You are hilarious.
No bukkakes. Anyway, can't you just use his imagination?
I mean, that is just the argument for all porn.
Yeah, correct. Save a lot of time and energy.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah. Think.
Come on, think.
Okie dokie.
Sure.
Is this my last story?
I think it is.
Oh, whiz through them.
God, doesn't time fly when you're trying to get something done quickly so you can go home and eat your dinner?
You're having stir fry.
Having stir fry, oh. Yeah. But they didn't have any limes at Sainsbury's, so I've got a lemon. I'm not sure how that's going to go down.
Tastes the same.
Yeah, tastes the same.
Bigamist jailed after first wife saw him on Saturday night takeaway with his second wife.
I love what is it called? Bigamies. What's a bigot?
No, they're people. Bigamists.
Okay.
But the crime is bigamy.
What's a bigot then? Just someone who's a dick.
Rude.
Okay, I like both of those people.
You like them?
Well, I like bigamy. Okay. What's it called? Bigamy.
Bigamy.
Bigamy, and I like bigoting. I don't really know what bigoty means.
Yes.
Bigoty.
You might have seen this lady on TV.
Poor love.
She's been going around telling her story.
Oh, I bet she's been shouting it from the rooftops.
Bigamist Daniel Gundry, what a name, caught out by his wife when he appeared on national television on Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway with his new wife.
How dare he dirty Ant and Dec's name
The this always makes me think of if I've ever been have you ever been really ill, genuinely quite ill, and then you've got a theatre ticket or something.
Oh shit, yeah.
And you feel, you're like, what do I do? Because if someone sees me,
you're fucked. Yeah.
This guy didn't care.
Cool.
Gundry, 39, had told his estranged wife, Helen, 51, age gap.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Good for you, Helen. That he was away in the Middle East.
Well, not good for her because he's obviously a prick, but, you know.
Yeah, so she thought he was in the Middle East working. She soon saw through his plan when he appeared on national television.
Yes.
The trickster showed up on an episode of Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway in March 2016 with his new wife, Helen, at home in Warrington, Cheshire. Oh my God, confusing. They're both called Helen.
Well, that's crazy.
Mm. Oh no, it's the same wife.
Okay,
that's not
fine.
The new wife, badly written. Oh. At home in Warrington, Cheshire, watching in disbelief with their 16-year-old daughter.
Oh,
that's
God.
Bad, isn't it?
That is actually really bad.
Her name is Daisy.
Fine. That's neither here nor there. Okay.
Sorry, guys, there's like randomly halfway through this article a thing on Fern McGann.
Oh.
Gundry had appeared on the show accompanying his new wife, Susan Brooker.
Susan.
Because her sister was being involved in a surprise wedding ceremony.
Pretty surprising, I'd say.
A lot of weddings going on
here.
Yeah,
sure.
It came to light at a later time that Gundry had married Susan in Dubai a year earlier, forgetting he was already married to Helen.
That was his line. He said, I genuinely forgot.
Oh, no, I didn't think so. I think an editorialisation of what's happened.
Fine.
They also had a blessing. So he got married twice.
Oh, mate.
To the same person, well, knowing he was already married, which Helen saw on social media, confronted him, but he lied to her face when she questioned him. He then forged documents so that he could marry Susan for real in Dubai.
Sure.
He married his first wife, Helen, in 1998. Mm-hmm. And whilst they split and did date other people, they never divorced. She even went on Loose Women to discuss her ordeal.
I feel like the second you walk through that Loose Women doorway, we're going to have big problems.
Yeah.
That's worse than going on Judge Rinder.
She said, I had to walk out so I didn't break down. Daisy virtually collapsed.
Oh, no.
I came back downstairs and we just cuddled. We were both in shock. That is quite upsetting.
Daisy, that's rough.
So she was really angry and she went on Facebook. She went on Saturday Night Takeaway's Facebook page and wrote, I love the wedding and the surprise guest on tonight's show. I didn't love the sight of my husband who's supposed to be working in Dubai.
Shit.
Arriving on the arm of another woman, a woman he's supposed to have split from last year. We have a 15-year-old daughter in absolute bits.
Can you imagine being like the junior intern or whatever who's in charge of keeping an eye on social media, just being like, Kevin, I think you might need to come and look at this.
Guys,
a quick question.
A judge at Warrington Magistrates Court jailed him for 6 months after he admitted bigamy, telling him that he had caused embarrassment and shame and humiliation to both his wives.
Yeah, he has. And his daughter. Jailed for 6 months. God, is that right?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a funny one, bigamy, isn't it? I'm not saying you should marry more than one person, but I get it. It's naughty, but I don't think it's not the end of the world, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, but you have to give jail sentences. Any jail things that don't seem morally that bad, like you don't commit murder or robbery or rape because you think that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
But stealing from people, bigamy, like stealing from big corporations, people like think, oh, that's not that bad. So you have to put people in jail, otherwise they just do them.
Oh, shit. Okay, fair enough. Mm. Bummer. That's good to know because I had some big plans.
For some white collar crime. Get loads of jail time for a bit of white collar crime, you know.
What's that like, taking bribes?
Like, or like taking money off big companies.
Oh, but they've got loads of money.
Exactly.
Fuck's sake. It's not I'm stealing from a charity shop or something.
Well, no.
Won't do again.
Which you've only done twice.
Yeah, and it's fine. It was help the aged. You know they're all right anyway.
Yeah.
Well, if they keep spending their money on computers for old men to bukkake over. I'm not saying he was bukkaking anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, what a fantastic selection of stories this week.
Good old mix.
Really enjoyed the sex robots ones.
Yeah.
Sex robots ones.
Yeah.
Don't know what I'm saying. Very nice selection. Thank you, Rihanna. It's been an absolute pleasure as usual.
Should we do our social networks?
I think it's important that we do. if you would like to see any of the pictures or videos that we've been talking about, then you can Google them at www.google.co.uk. Or if you want to find them on social media, you can find us at, what the fuck is it? At IRL _UK_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. And also Facebook, if you just search for us in the search bar, you will also find us. Mm. Please do send us stories. We love it when you do that. It's very fun.
It makes our lives so much easier.
There's a good broad selection of places where people find their stories, so we're happy to see all that.
Yeah.
If you could review us, that'd be great. We've already promised you some pretty exciting stuff if we get to 69. Rihanna's going to 69 a pepperoni pizza. I'm going to feast it up.
I'm still a bit vegetarian, so maybe a veggie pizza.
What do you mean
pizza?
Still a bit vegetarian?
Like being vegetarian still, even though it's in January.
Oh, good for you. What
not
you got
January
for dinner?
Anymore. Beef brisket. Veggie burgers.
Why? Just have a burger. Fuck's sake, Rihanna, grow up. If you'd like to grief Rihanna up for being a part-time veggie, that'd be awesome. Yeah. But yeah, so you can find us on our social medias. But yeah, if you could review us, that'd be swell. We'd really like that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And is that everything, Hannah?
I think that's everything. Housekeeping done. It's been a pleasure as usual. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
And we'll catch you on the other side.
Bye.
Booyakasha.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.